The planet is heating up. People are restless. And the rich run everything. The revolution will not be televised, but it will be broadcast over the next hour live on Radio Chaser.
Yes, hello, the Friday edition of Radio Chaser here. Charles Firth is with us. Andrew Hansen's here. My name is Dom Knight. On the show today, the plot thickens with Trolley Man. Some are suggesting he may not be 100% heroic. Charles, stop crying.
He's a milkshake duck. What's going on? He's a milkshake duck.
If you know what that term means, Google it, but he really is a milkshake duck. All the facts you need to know on schoolies. That's going to be a classy chat. And we're going to look at the debate over Parramatta Pool, or how you build a pool when there's apparently only a third of the money required. It's all coming up here on Radio Chaser. But first, after a week of debating Bunnings and sausages and onion injuries, Andrew Hansen, you've got an update for us.
Yeah, there's the most shocking twist in the Bunnings onion story. I mean, we've all been having a jolly good laugh at poor old Bunnings' expense this week after they insisted that the onions be placed underneath the sausage.
Well, it's political correctness gone mad, Andrew.
It's well, you mock if you will, Charles Firth, but, you know, The concern was that the onions would fall out of the sausage sandwich and make somebody slip over, as often happens.
But that would never happen. Like that, when has that in the last 100 million years ever happened?
Well, it turns out that in the last 6 years, that has happened 3,001 times.
What? 3,001? Yes.
And this is only in New Zealand, a little country. They don't even have 3,000 people. I mean, they did this little investigation and they found... They found quite unbelievably that there have been 3,001 onion-related claims of injuries made in the last 6 years.
What you're saying is sort of guns don't kill people, it's onions that kill people. Is that what you're saying?
It is in New Zealand. It's a fairly safe country, I suppose.
Yeah, the National Onion Association's been up in arms trying to defend onion users' rights. Are they counting when the onions make people cry, Andrew?
Well, they are making people cry because they're slipping over, hurting themselves badly.
They are very slippery. Onions are slippery.
They are slippery, especially if they're oily, I was thinking. You know, they're incredibly oily. Look, to be fair, only 21 of the claims specifically related to people slipping on an onion.
Oh.
Most of the claims were actually categorised, and I don't know how you get this from an onion, but maybe you guys can tell me. Mm. They were categorised as laceration or puncture injuries.
Were they slicing the onions and the knife went a bit too far because they couldn't see because of the tears in their eyes?
Well, that'd be a knife injury, Dommy. I mean, this is a sharp onion, I'm assuming.
Unless what it is that somebody stepped on the onion and then they sped up so much because they were so slippery, the amazing sort of lubricant, that they sort of got whiplash from falling down off the onion.
Or just whizzed off a cliff into a bed of sharp knives, and that's how they got their laceration.
And the puncture, that has got to be it, isn't it?
No, well, I think that is. And finally, this year alone, 5 onion injuries were classed, and I think this is the one I do understand. These were classed as foreign body in orifice injuries.
Yes. When they're that slippery, when they're that much of a lubricant, you can understand
the slipperiest vegetable known to man.
I think 100% of those injuries were Tony Abbott. Let's find out what's making news in Sydney by penetrating deeply into our city.
Postcode penetration. We probe deep inside your postcode.
And first of all, let's head to the Lower North Shore.
Now penetrating Kirribilli, 2061.
Look, I grew up in this neighbourhood. It's a beautiful place. MacDougall Street, there's kind of a, both sides of the street, beautiful jacarandas. It makes an arch. Mm. It's getting really popular. Tourists are coming from, I think, Korea, from China. Brides and grooms are taking photos there. It's the kind of new Mrs. Macquarie's chair. But there's a dark side to all the purple flowered fun, guys. Oh, apparently, it's getting dangerous. People are lying on the road taking photos up at the jacaranda tree. There's talk of making it one-way street or having a jacaranda festival. Basically, I'm saying in Kirribilli, there are killer jacaranda trees, guys.
Well, it's always been the jacaranda threat has been the highest on my list of threats to Australia. I noticed that actually one of the solutions that have been touted is to actually fine everyone $75 for jaywalking while they're doing it. That's what the residents are calling for, is massive fines. I think they should just be fined for taking such cliched Instagram photos, because I think that's the real crime.
Yeah, it's an insult, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's an absolute insult. And there's much nicer things, Charles, to take selfies in front of in Sydney, like where I grew up, you know, kind of in, like in West Ryde, there's a lovely storm drain, stormwater drain. Why is that not full of Chinese tourists?
And we've got, I mean, in Glebe, we've got parks that are just full of bindi eyes. Why don't they just take...
What?
That'd be, you know, the expression on your face while you're trotting through the bindi eyes.
Very good selfie. What douchebags those Kirribilli residents living in this beautiful street, refusing to share it, calling for fines. Anyway, hope no one dies this weekend.
You know what they should do?
Penetrating deep into Concord, 2137.
So I'm going to say this. They should get Trolley Man along to the street to get rid of all the tourists.
We'll be talking about him later on. Now, look, let us head to Concord and specifically to Luke Foley's house. In case you were wondering, Foley's been doing, he's been papped this morning. Oh. And taking out the rubbish, and in the rubbish, this is going to tug the heartstrings a tiny amount. Mm-hmm. A used nappy, an empty egg carton, and a rolled up leadership poster that he was throwing in the bin.
Well, did he wrap the nappy in the leadership poster?
Leadership poster, yeah. That would make it look cleaner than it did before.
It certainly would. There you go. Coming up very soon, what's happening with Trolley Man, hero, or apparently the police want to speak to him. Radio Chaser on Triple M.
Look, the only person anyone's been talking about this week, I think, is Michael Rogers. I think we can all agree with that. Michael Rogers.
Is he the guy from Seinfeld, you know, Kramer?
No, you're talking about Michael Richards. No, Michael Rogers, the Rogers. Shopping trolley man.
Trolley Man,
yes.
You mean call him by his, have some respect, Charles, call him by his proper name.
Well, it is true that, no, his real name is Michael Rogers, but it is true that every single person in the media all week called him Trolley Man. It's a beautiful story, beautiful fame. He got $140,000 from a GoFundMe because he was homeless.
Yeah, because of his heroism.
He was the guy who ran the shopping trolley. Very heroic, man. Now turns out, just this morning, that he is wanted in connection for a series of armed robberies.
There's a few things, yeah. Including presumably one shopping trolley which belongs to Coles. Police are interested in the whereabouts of that one.
Yeah.
Did he use the trolley to do the other armed robberies? I mean, because it is his weapon of choice. You could barge into a convenience store with that and fill it with items.
Well, that's right. It's not guns that kill people. It's shopping trolleys that kill people nowadays.
Is he going to be known as Trolley Man for the rest of his life?
This is the whole problem. Is I think that actually even the police now are going to call him Trolley Man. Even, you know, all the people, women who are throwing themselves at, they're going to call him Trolley Man too. He's destined for that.
Are you ready to make your vows?
I am.
Very well. Here's the microphone and in your own time.
I, Caitlin Jones, take you, Trolley Man, to be...
I just need you to say his proper full name for legal purposes.
Oh, sorry. I, Caitlin Jones, take you, Shopping Trolley Man, to be my lawfully wedded husband, to have and to hold, while also acknowledging that you'll always be holding onto your trolley as well, without which I probably wouldn't recognise you, because in my eyes you have no identity without your trolley, which isn't demeaning at all. I vow to always love and to cherish you from this day forward until I return the trolley to Aldi to get the $2 back.
Ah, lovely. And so, by the power vested in me, I now declare you Trolley Man and wife. You may now kiss the bride.
Actually, can I just return the trolley and get the $2 now? I could really use some gum.
Radio Chaser on Triple M.
Now, we were talking last week about my son bringing home a whole lot of words that were just really strange, I'd never heard before. So we've decided to actually turn it into a bit of a segment.
That's right. Adoy was one of them.
Adoy.
Which we were very confused by what it meant. We still haven't heard any other kids using that.
No, but which actually we got a caller saying that I was telling the truth. That is an actual word. So I've got some more to share with you.
Adoy.
Yes. So the first one is, Andrew, I'll ask you this one. Mm-hmm. What does yeet mean? Yeet.
Ooh.
Yeet.
Yeet.
Isn't that a type of infection? You're like, I've got a yeet infection. Hang on, how do you spell yeet?
That is what I thought. No, it's Y-E-E-T.
Oh, and good
it's,
Lord.
It's something like, you'd use it in the context of, oh, thanks for giving me this ball, yeet. Or, oh, look, a can of Mountain Dew, yeet. Or,
oh, okay.
Pass the basketball, yeet.
So are you calling the person yeet or is the basketball yeet?
No, neither. It's
neither. Oh, maybe yeet. Maybe it just means cool or thanks.
No, it means look, I'm throwing something, but it's sarcastic. So
it's very specific.
Yeah.
God, no, these kids are clever.
So it's like when you're throwing something, but you don't actually like the thing that you're throwing. So it's like, oh, great, you've given me a basketball. Yeet.
And then you throw it back.
And you throw it back. And it's sort of like, it's as if you're a sort of an African-American athlete being all heroic, but actually you're just being sarcastic about that.
Wow. Do you think the Australian cricket team will use this summer?
Yeah, that's actually whenever any Australian cricketer bowls nowadays.
They yeet. Just
go, yeet.
A wiki like, yeet, mate.
Okay, next one. Dom, snatched.
Snatched? Well, yeah. I can think of a couple of meanings for that, one of which is a little bit dirty. We're snatched.
No, this is very clean.
Is it like you're so snatched or something?
The outfit that he had in Fortnite was snatched. Or my mum's dress is snatched. Or Dom's moustache is not snatched.
Oh, well, it must be, given how terrible my Movember moustache is, it must be hideous. Oh, no, sorry, not beautiful.
It means good looking, yeah.
It means good looking.
Yeah, you got that. Yep.
Snatched. Okay, I love it.
And then we'll just do one last one. Andrew?
Yeah?
Peng.
What does peng
mean? As in, oh, you've got a Vegemite sandwich. Peng. Or,
really?
Fortnite is so peng. Or, are we going to a movie tonight? Peng.
Peng. Well, peng. Look, you're making it sound like it means, you know, good or either that or half a penguin.
Yeah, I'll give you that. It means cool. Like it means
cool.
Really cool.
Peng.
Like, yeah, okay. Trendy sort of thing.
Yeah, peng. That's so peng.
Yeah.
I feel really peng now.
Yeah. Do you? I feel really, really old. That's the opposite of peng.
Well, you don't look snatched, that's for sure.
104.9 Triple M Radio Chaser.
When you play the Game of Thrones, you either win or you die. Actually, you just die.
Game of Thrones is back for a massive final season, and everyone is asking, how can it be bigger? The answer, every single character dies. In the first scene. Except for a pigeon. Shot in 5 countries, over $400 million in special effects, and 0 cast because they've all been killed. Game of Thrones Season 8, The Pigeon's Tale. We really should have thought this through.
Pigeon is coming!
Triple M's Radio Chaser.
Now, a very special time of year in the lives of young school finishers. Schoolies is about to start on the Gold Coast and elsewhere. And look, just a bit of a public service announcement. The Department of Health has issued a warning to anyone going to schoolies. There's a lot of chlamydia around, so just be careful, play safe, or you'll get chlamydia. Thank you, Department of Health.
Well, that sounds lovely. No wonder it's such an attractive holiday.
Absolutely. I was reading the other day, koalas have a lot of chlamydia. Coincidence?
Oh, is that why? Yes, is that why? It's all those koala toolies.
Have they incorporated it into their advertising? Is it like sun, sand, sex and chlamydia?
I really should.
Come to schoolies.
But look, to celebrate both schoolies and this wonderful piece of news, here are some facts about schoolies.
Fact that's amazing.
Yes, fact number one for you. The 3 wildest schoolies destinations are the National Gallery of Australia, the State Library, and, of course, Edgeworth David Avenue in Hornsby.
Fact.
The main reason schoolies drink so much is that whenever they sober up, they remember they're on the Gold Coast.
fact.
Schoolies adds over $48 million to the Gold Coast economy, as well as over 48 million venereal diseases.
Great big fact.
The Allens Red Frog Volunteers are there because everyone knows a strangely dressed adult offering sweets to children can be fully trusted.
Fact.
The standard Schoolies Week diet consists of beer, tequila, vodka, fries and chewing gum, all of them enjoyed twice.
Extremely factual.
Schoolies is not just about partying hard. It also involves wholesome physical activities during the day, including going for a walk of shame, having a jog of regaining consciousness, and running away from a toolie.
Definitely a fact.
Schoolies this year are warned to be especially wary of STIs, binge drinking, and most dangerous of all... Oh, God, I can't even say the word dangerous. And most dangerous of all, onions.
Fact.
Smoothly delivered, Hanson.
You slipped up on the fact. Onion joke, didn't you?
Yeah, there was an onion in the middle of my sentence. That's
That'll
why I fell
you.
Over.
Put it underneath your sausage next time. Now, besides the Gold Coast, crazy wild schoolies parties take place in Bali, Byron, the Sunshine Coast, and your house whenever you trust your teenage kid to be home alone.
Fact.
And finally, schoolies is the perfect preparation for adult life as a rugby league player.
Fact.
So you know how the main achievement of the New South Wales state government is knocking down stadiums?
Yeah,
you know,
brilliant job they've done.
Yeah, they're basically, the last 4 years has basically been all about knocking down stadiums. Well, when they were knocking down the Parramatta Stadium, they went, okay, well, they had to knock down the Parramatta pool
as well. Yeah, the Parramatta Council pool.
Yeah, which was actually a perfectly good pool. But they said, it's all right, we'll completely cover for the replacement of that pool. And so now it's come out that they're only offering $30 million to replace the pool. The only problem is that it will cost $90 million to actually pay for that pool.
Right.
Well,
No, it's a third. I mean, a third isn't too bad, really. It's actually quite generous by government standards for paying for things.
So the council's up in arms. They've said, no, you've got to pay at least $75 million. We're not, you actually offered to sort of thing. But I think I think you're right. It's a third of a pool. They should just put up with a third of a pool, don't you think?
Yeah.
Welcome to the 16.5-metre freestyle in the Parramatta pool as the swimmers take their position.
Set.
And they're off. A great start for Australia and a commanding lead against America. And oh, that's the end of the race. What a great contest, if a bit short.
Yes, and that's a new Olympic record, I believe. Just 5.3 seconds. This Parramatta pool is really paying dividends for the Australian swimmers.
Oh dear, it appears the American competitor has hit his head on the wall at the opposite end of the pool. Ah, there's blood everywhere. Well, we might cross to the diving pool while they clear up the mess and get rid of the corpse.
Yes, and the next competitor is doing a forwards 3.5 somersaults pike, and oh yes. Yes, a brilliant dive, very well executed. Ah, but
where's the water?
Nobody seems to have told him that the government couldn't afford a real diving pool and just replaced it with a very realistic drawing of a pool.
Well, that's all they had money for, so they should just put up with it. It's better than nothing.
Radio Chaser.
Triple M.
Cat's pyjamas or cat's piss.
Couple of stories for the news for you, Andrew and Charles. I'm really torn about the first one. This one's from Newcastle, where on social media something went viral. A guy using a mobility scooter to tow a 17-foot motorboat down the road.
Now this was genius because I saw this, and the thing was he'd been banned from driving. He'd lost his driver's license, and so he went, I know a loophole. You can still use mobility scooters on the road.
So you think it's cat's pyjamas?
So I think it's total cat's pyjamas. The only problem is that apparently it's not legal to use mobility scooters on the
road.
Well,
he has been charged with driving while disqualified, using an unregistered vehicle on the road, using an uninsured vehicle on the road, and using an unregistered trailer on the road. But apart from that, killer idea.
No, I think he should just get off because that's the vibe. The vibe of Australia's laws should be, if you're that smart about, getting around a ban, just be allowed.
I'm with you there. I mean, this is a can-do guy.
Yeah.
No, he's not going to take no for an answer. And if they say no to the mobility scooter, he's going to ride a Segway or maybe a pogo stick down the road.
And it's not like he was doing something truly dangerous, like putting onions on the top of his sausage.
Yeah, no, he's not.
Might be a penny farthing next time. All right. And look, it's sort of some similar story. In Vladivostok in Russia, there's a bridge that was built for APEC, and locals are very upset about it because pedestrians can't cross it. So what happened was four Russians built a cardboard yellow bus and walked across the road, walked across the bridge. Police stopped them halfway across and turned them around. Nevertheless, what do you think, cat's pajamas or cat's piss? Should they have been allowed to finish the crossing?
So it's cat's pajamas. I mean, this proves that there were some Russians with a sense of humour. I mean, this is history-making stuff. I think it's absolutely wonderful. The only other Russian thing I know of that was that amusing was the Trollolo man who used to sing on YouTube.
He was great, wasn't he?
Is he involved in the bridge protest?
That would have been good if they'd been pulled over and suddenly the guy goes, tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
That should be the music that accompanies the yellow bus across the bridge. And the motor scooter man. He should be accompanied by tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Andrew Hansen, who performed that song on The Chasers War and everything.
I want to see the dash cam footage from that. Because you know how the Russian dash cam footage is always spectacular.
It's always amazing.
Like, doesn't that usually end in the UFO descending and just kills them all?
Yes. 104.9 Triple M Radio Chaser.